missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, iTunes, or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
All right, here's the chair challenge explained by a stupid, stupid scientist.
All right, well, chicks can do it and dudes can't?
Yep. Now, you take a chair and you kind of...
I know exactly. I've done it. Tried it.
Sideways, you bend forward.
Right.
You put your head on the wall, and then you try to lift the chair up,
right,
holding it to your chest.
Right. And, well, and pulling yourself away from the wall.
Right.
You can't do it.
The center of mass for most women, or girls, is lower to the hips, while the center of mass in boys or men is much higher. Therefore, for most girls, the center of mass, while bent over the chair... And we like seeing you like that.
Yeah.
Is above their feet, while the center of mass for boys is above the chair.
Right.
So if a gal has a, if she's got a bigger upper portion, she's approved, if you will be, does that throw that mass off?
I don't think so. I've seen.
Because then it would be over the chair.
Now, there's always some big, strong
dude.
You
might be right. You might be right.
No, it's still just male, female. I've seen it. I've seen guys of all shapes and sizes try it, and they can't do it.
Yeah, so, but the physics change
the physics change on a guy too. Then
we wonder if boobs matter.
Yeah.
In this instance,
it's just it's male, female.
Boobs
it's
always thing, matter.
I remember I was in high school. There was always some tough guy thinking he can do anything, and he couldn't do it. You know, I'm strong. It looks easy.
Well, if you're just talking about like physics, though, if the mass on a gal is not over the chair, would the boobs offset and make that mass over the chair?
I've seen girls with big boobs do it.
Have you?
Yeah.
I would like to watch a lot of that effort. I would like to, volunteer to visualize the scientific research.
They've done the science.
Well, they can send you a video.
Right.
No, I want to watch in person.
Now, the sriracha in the fleshlight, we'll take that call when you do that to your
roommate. That's called dick move.
Oh, man. That's
why would you do that to your buddy?
Because buddies do stuff to each other.
And do you put
watch
the sriracha...
Jackass.
Container back in the fridge.
Oh, that's a good point. I think you do it. That's the last of your sriracha.
If it's his sriracha, maybe.
Maybe. You're right. I forgot.
If it's yours.
That sriracha is going to touch the fleshlight, right?
Last night.
It wouldn't necessarily have to, would it?
Well, if you don't want anything outside of the fleshlight.
I mean, you're going to jam it
in there. You're
going to
jam it in there.
Okay.
So you don't know it's in there.
I thought you could just gently open the fleshlight and pour the sriracha in without.
But then you got to gently touch that fleshlight.
It might splatter too. It's
specific. I think you're wasting a bottle of the fleshlight. I think you're assuming you're getting rid of the
sriracha. You buy the small one and just
throw it away. Use it and then use it the last on your buddy's fleshlight.
A condiment packet of sriracha?
You could.
Maybe. I don't know.
You might get on the lips of that fleshlight.
Right.
You don't want to warn the guy at all.
Yeah. Just shove that thing in there.
Yeah. That should be the next Jackass movie. Yeah.
Yeah. Where they tried voluntarily.
But in Jackass, they would know it's in there.
Yeah.
You're right.
I wonder how long it would feel like you have gonorrhea or something.
Yeah.
It just burn.
Well, I think it's... I couldn't imagine how hot that would be.
Well, you'd have to soak it in chocolate milk.
No. Yeah. Is that what...
And then throw that away, too, by the way.
If that's what you'd like,
bend over, try to pick up a chair, and bang a fleshlight with sriracha.
At the
Let's combine
same
both
time.
These. We make our challenges tougher on this show.
That's right.
Right.
So, Puss, was it you that debunked the theory that the porn star Elsa Jean inspired Bob Elsa?
Well, apparently,
it looks exactly like her.
Well, apparently, I inadvertently did when you asked me how old she was. Because the theory that somebody, they said that that Elsa from Frozen was inspired by this porn star who at present day is 23. Well, the first Frozen came out 6 years ago.
When she was 17.
She was 17.
So she was not,
really debunk
so she was not a porn star.
She was not
at
in the industry. At
but
that
you,
age.
Did you see the picture of her staying next to it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it looks just like her.
I understand.
Looks exactly like her.
Why, the rumors floated around that she was the inspiration.
But it wouldn't. I mean, she wouldn't have been a porn star. She wouldn't have been famous at that point at 17.
No, because,
still looks just like her, no matter famous or not.
She was probably 16 when the concept of Elsa came up because they were
probably maybe even younger than that.
Well, maybe this guy was drawing Elsa to emulate his favorite his dream porn star.
Oh, he knew of this chick?
No, he just thought
before
this
she
and just happened to be Elsa. Yeah. Ruined the movie for all the kids out there by making it a porno.
She's not Petey Mac approved, by the way.
No?
Yeah, she's skinny little blonde.
I don't know if I could let it go.
That's Elsa Jean, the porn star, by the way.
The porn star.
I don't know about Elsa, the snow queen.
The real one.
Yeah,
I didn't see the Frozens.
Yeah, I don't know if she's Petey Mack approved.
I'll ask my son. He saw it and see. Did Elsa have big boobs? I'll ask him that today. I'll think I'm your weird dad.
All right, we sent out the call a little while ago, but he's finally returning it.
Hey, Mo! Hey, Mo!
Hey!
Hey, Mo.
Hey, boys. Sorry, I was renewing the license plates on the Mo-mobile in the DMV, and I missed the signal originally.
Yeah. Is that a clever euphemism?
When you're
something?
Actually outside of the car and not near the radio, does a friend call you?
I see it in the clouds. But
all right,
I have gotten texts before.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say because we play it. You it's within an hour. You get a hold of us. Yeah, sometimes it's right away. All right.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the fleshlight sriracha image in my head. I have this image of if you get some on the outside of it with your finger cleaning it up so your buddy doesn't see it.
Yeah.
Like you're trying to clean up your prom day before you send her home to dad.
Hey, Mo! Hey, Mo!
Hey, Mo! All right, Mo. All right, stick to the bit.
Yeah.
There's going to be a...
a lot of time to think when you're standing in line at the DMV.
At the DMV. There's going to be a bunch of guys getting home to their fleshlights today and like trying to look in it or...
Oh, yeah.
And sriracha in that thing.
Drone fleshlight, you'll put your finger in that thing. I want to make sure there's no sriracha. I know you sons of bitches. Yeah, be careful, guys.
Looks like it's moved. I better investigate. Sorry about your loss last night with the Vikings, Todd.
Yeah.
That's a good team and a tough place to win, Seattle.
Yeah, Seahawks are good.
Yeah.
Seahawks are good.
And they moved up
into
the number
two
seed.
Your team looked pretty good.
No,
Kirk
Cousins is like 0-for on Monday Night Football.
Is he?
Yeah. I think 0-for 7 now.
Didn't he have a pretty good game, though? I read he had a pretty good game.
Yeah, he went too bad.
He gave up 37 points.
First half was fine.
Yeah, I was hoping it would be one of those things where, maybe he's due. Maybe he's really not that bad.
He gave up 37 points.
Yeah.
The quarterback scores 30 points. I mean, if he's involved with the
generally, you win.
Yeah, you win that game. You know, so I don't think he has nothing to do with that game, losing that game.
They kind of shut him down the whole third quarter. He looked pretty rough.
Although I do like that stat, considering they play the Packers on Monday Night Football in a couple weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Where is that game?
In Minneapolis.
Okay.
Two nights before Christmas.
Well, then it's time to break the streak.
Right.
Hopefully not.
Then he's due.
You can find any number of examples of the great grandeur Tessitore and old Boog.
Well, Boog is actually says the stupid stuff. Tessitore obviously hypes things a little much.
Tessitore's a fine broadcaster.
Yeah, he is. But Boog apparently said he went, the headline I read, he went full Jason Witten yesterday with just non sequiturs that made no sense.
Boog just re-rolls the same statements into a different game. Yeah. I mean, he's got nothing really, be honest.
There was a... article.
What was it? Seattle played like Grey's Anatomy, and the Vikings played like...
Who said that? Was this Boog?
Yeah.
Was it Boog?
It was another TV show.
I was telling you guys off air, I can't do it anymore, and it's not because they're fine broadcasters, right? And they're fine on Monday night, but I can't not comment on their comments the whole game, and it just wears me out, personally.
I think he was shut down... If you shut down what they're saying sometimes, but it's tough to if they say something completely stupid.
Sometimes
then you dwell on it.
That, and that's where I end up, and then I'm like, I'd just rather watch the game, man. Just want
to
watch the game.
I seem to be able to block them out for whatever reason, because I read.
I think you were blocking it out because it was your game, maybe.
Could have been.
So you're more you're actually concerned about your team. If you don't have a team in the race, you do listen more.
Yeah, you're watching the broadcast and the game. No longer the broadcast for me on Monday night.
But I read some critique on MSN this morning. Boog said something to the effect that the Minneapolis Miracle was one of the worst losses in the franchise's history.
He said losses?
We all had to sit here and kind of think about that.
And, they won that game.
They won that game.
It wouldn't be
They got their ass kicked the next game. That was one of the worst losses.
Oh, yeah, the
but
Giants,
they won.
Right?
Yeah. The Minneapolis Miracle was against the division playoff game against New Orleans.
Oh, okay, got him.
Or 3 years ago.
Oh, when they attacked Favre, right?
Bounty Gate?
No.
Oh, that was just a couple years ago.
This was just a couple years ago.
Got it, all right.
When, the guy, for whatever reason, whiffed on Stephon Diggs and he ran into the
Saints player.
No, I remember the Miracle.
Saints player, right?
Yeah.
Saints player. Yeah, that's it.
Did anybody correct him on that? Because that's just something somebody corrected you. They have guys in their earpiece.
Well, I don't know.
Was he trying to be all, deep meaning about it? Gave them false confidence?
I don't know.
No, he said they lost.
I know.
Corey French said they lost.
No, he said it was the worst thing that could have happened to him, right?
No, you said it was the worst loss. Which one was it?
Oh, man, we're dissecting the book. We're going too far here, man. Going too far.
And again, I didn't hear this.
Me neither. I didn't either.
I just don't pay attention.
Right. Yeah.
I just wasn't paying attention to the commentary. But what I had read is he said the Minneapolis Miracle was one of the worst losses in franchise history.
Okay.
That's what I read.
So he just had it all messed up.
Yeah, and I heard him come back and apologize for that later.
To the Jews?
Oh, did he?
Yeah, somebody corrected him, and he went, no, I know that was that. You know, that was a good thing for them.
Well, then it made no. Then his comments made no sense, no matter what. At that,
which
point.
Is usually the case for him, man. Really, to be honest, and I feel bad too because, like,
by the way, there's so many broadcasters, great broadcasters out there, and they replace guys all the time.
And these guys will be next.
Ex-jocks, they replace all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's always good ones coming up, man.
And Tessa, and they want bigger names on Monday night than Joe Tessitore and Booger McFarland. I'm sorry, man, but you know, and then, like, unfortunately, so Tessitore just makes a mistake, you know, and that happens when you're talking out loud broadcasting. And Tessitore calls DK Metcalf, a wide receiver for the Seahawks, DeCalf Metcalf. Which, I mean, what? It's stupid, but whatever. Yeah. And so now, because he's not very good,
now
the internet
DeCalf.
Piles on.
He's DeCalf now, got
right?
It. All right.
That's kind of that's a good nickname.
No, because DeCalf, Metcalf, that means you're not DeCalf. Caffeinated.
That,
then.
Yeah, that means you're boring.
That means you're boring.
Oh, yeah.
That means you're not that good. Caffeine is good. DeCalf, not good.
Like, it just seems light, like JV level broadcast. Like, they got the JV crew for the varsity game or something. I don't listen anymore. Sorry, we dissected the book.
Yeah, last night. That's a national story,
they really
though.
Really don't seem. It's that Monday Night Football has lost a lot of its luster.
No, hugely.
Unless your team's playing, I don't watch it.
Right. And I don't think they can attract the top talent anymore.
Well, they don't.
I mean,
pay.
The money's going to be there in theory. In theory, the money's going to be there.
Top talent is not one thing. Just a guy that doesn't say really stupid stuff. There's a lot of great broadcasters out
there.
Of course, they're there on Sunday afternoon. They'd rather be doing Sunday afternoon games.
We think of all the things they've tried on Monday night, back to Dennis Miller to Kornheiser. I mean, they have tried so many things.
I watched, you know, depending on what game you're watching, I watch the Steelers-Cleveland, and that was Ian Eagle and
they're great.
And Fouts are great.
They're great.
And I very rarely hear them unless they're on my team, and they're really good together.
I agree.
Yeah. Fox and CBS, what do they go, like six deep, seven deep?
And you forget about some of the guys' names until you're watching one of those lesser games.
Right.
Yeah.
Because sometimes there are seven games going on at the same time.
I'm waiting for Alex Smith to end up in the booth. You know, he's not coming back from that gruesome broken leg.
You're still going to be a broadcaster.
Yeah, right? I bet he's going to.
A lot of guys can't broadcast.
He seems like one I think that could.
Yeah.
He probably will get a TV gig. I mean, if they were going to offer Jay Cutler a gig.
Well, Cutler did it then for a little bit.
Yeah,
I don't think he ever did.
Oh, he never did. That's right.
He signed up too.
He came back before he could ever do a game.
Right. Yeah, but he must have done.
He must have practiced.
An audition.
Oh, of course he did audition.
And he impressed at the audition, obviously, because he was hired.
Yes, he was hired.
With Fox.
Total
auditions.
Right.
He was going to be. Oh, yeah, they do live games on the side for the bosses.
They were going to sign him to the number two team on Fox. I think it was going to be him and Thom Brenneman.
Thom. Now, the actual football game last night did kind of swing the balance of playoffs power in the NFC because the Seahawks, with that win, bumped the Niners out of that two spot. So the Niners lose against the Ravens, and then the Seahawks beat the Vikings at home. So if the playoffs started today.
I hate that. I saw it yesterday.
Yeah, but it didn't. We're through 13 weeks, so it kind of is a conversation now that is important, at least for people who follow the NFL, I guess. So the Saints and Seahawks, the Ravens and the Cheaters currently would be your first round buys. Now the Bills would still have something to say about the Cheaters getting that number two seed in the AFC. The Bills are 9-3 and they play the Patriots again.
Yeah, and they're at the Steelers too.
And they're pretty good. The Bills are pretty good.
Yeah.
So then Houston, the not Mahomes, the Packers, the Packers look safely, and the Cowboys are maybe going to win the division at 6-6. How bad a division is that?
That division sucks. That's the worst division in the
NFL.
They're always just a crappy division, though. You can't reseed the playoffs. That's stupid. They keep talking about that crap every year. You got to win your division.
It'd be kind of interesting if once the division got you in and then they just reseeded based on record would be kind of interesting.
Every division switches. Divisions go from good to bad
Absolutely.
Every year.
All the time.
Is that
kind of
what they do in the NBA?
I hate it.
They seed them that way?
Yep.
No,
East and West.
East and West.
And they reseed them then. Yeah.
1-8.
Yeah, the divisions in the NBA mean nothing.
No, they don't.
They're just there.
So, all that being said, the Ravens are now the Vegas favorite to win the Super Bowl. They opened at 45-1 to start the year. They're now 3-1 to win the Super Bowl. ahead of the Saints, ahead of the Cheaters, ahead of the Chiefs, ahead of the Niners.
Yeah.
I saw Ravens at 5-2, so better than 3-1.
Even better.
Well, we're down $2, and we're letting that ride.
It's amazing to me to look
yes,
at some.
Check, yes, tell me if we're allowed to.
Well, we could put
to let our losses ride.
You're gonna run your juice back.
We're gonna run it back.
This might not your juice.
I know it's not. I know.
we want to bet
we're gonna double nothing on our juice.
Yeah. This might go against your principles, but we could put $2 on the Ravens win the Super Bowl.
Nope.
And we would win $5.
Nope.
Ooh.
Nope. I would not agree to that. All four of us have to agree. And I will put a negative on that one. Plus, we're not letting the juice ride that long. We're doing something this weekend.
Hey.
I want to win it back this weekend. Well, at least I want to break even.
I'd put it on Clemson.
Yeah. Right.
So we're betting $2 on somebody?
Somebody this weekend, yeah.
Are we going college or pro?
We'll figure it out. We got till Friday.
That's great.
Let's do one of the big championship games. Let's make it a one of the big ones.
So you're looking at your college football then?
Yeah. Okay.
The spread. Well, I'll get you the spreads on that in a second.
Okay.
We got
time. I'm telling
you. It's only Tuesday.
MAC championship.
No, we're not going to do that.
Miami of Ohio, Central Michigan.
No, you throw the record books out there.
Is there an obvious favorite there?
Nope. 6.5, Central Michigan.
We're not betting that.
You guys are MAC insiders. I don't know. Maybe you should go for that.
No, we're not.
No, we're not.
Oh, that's a good point. And even if you were, it's still called gambling.
What's Ohio State giving up to
9.5 or 16.5?
Oh, my God. There's 16.5 favorites over 16 Wisconsin.
16.5 point favorites.
Stay away from that one.
Mm-hmm. That would almost... be inclined to go Wisconsin.
Well, they got their ass waxed by Ohio State already.
Oklahoma's a 9.5 point favorite. LSU's a 5.5 point favorite. Clemson a 29 point favorite. Ohio State a 16.5 point favorite. Utah a 6 point favorite.
Who's Oklahoma playing?
Baylor at noon Eastern.
It's Utah and Oregon?
Utah and Oregon at 8 Eastern. Utah a 6 point favorite. Clemson's playing Virginia. That's 29 points.
Utah's pretty good. Utah is a good defense.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on the Clemson. That seems like the safest bet.
To cover 29?
I like LSU, too, at 5.5. But I don't really gamble.
Because didn't Virginia
we don't either.
Didn't Virginia upset?
More than I do.
Obviously.
More than I do. You guys have two bets.
We'd have rode Craig's Hogs. We'd be up $40.
Hey.
Hawkeyes didn't cover for us.
And unfortunately, they're not playing this weekend.
So Craig's Hogs. I know, you're right.
We can't get on the hog train.
No.
Well, we got time to think about that. We'll follow those lines with you.
Yeah, we don't have to commit just yet.
No, we don't.
Now, I was following along, like, through the day, you know, like, because that championship Saturday, like, so you start the day with Oklahoma and Baylor, a Big 12 team who currently seems kind of out of the playoff mix. So, like, I'm trying to look at, like, how does this get crazy for the playoffs? Because LSU, Clemson, Ohio State, they are in, I believe, even with losses.
Yes.
Those three are in.
Yep.
So there's these other teams looking for one spot, and teams like Oklahoma and Utah seem to be contenders for that, right?
So whoever has a big blowout in their game might
because
get
Georgia's at 5, but they're going to get
beat.
I think they're going to lose. I think they're going to get whooped, really, and Georgia's very good. And would beat most of these other teams is what's fascinating to me. Yeah, I think they would beat Oklahoma. I think they would beat Utah.
Their loss to South Carolina killed them.
But it hasn't killed them enough that Alabama's loss to LSU is seen as greater.
Alabama.
Alabama's going down!
So you got Georgia, Utah, Oklahoma, and I'll still say Alabama looking at that last
spot.
They
ain't putting Alabama in that.
Well, here's how they could. I'm going to tell you how they could right here.
Yeah, but you're wrong because they've said they're not going to be in there no matter what.
Okay.
Every expert said they're not in there.
Who cares? I'm an expert as well, and I'm going to tell you this. So,
okay, Booger.
Yeah.
Am I speaking like Booger or something?
No.
Okay.
But you're not going to win this, but go ahead.
Well, I don't need to win anything. I'm just telling you, here's an example, and then you tell me honestly how they could put these other teams in it for over Alabama. So let's say at noon, Baylor beats Oklahoma. Oklahoma would then be 11-2 with losses at K-State and to Baylor.
What's Baylor's record?
Baylor is what? Siri?
One loss.
Get on me. Baylor has lost. Who's Baylor lost to?
Doesn't matter. They only have one loss.
Yeah, but
they'll put them above Alabama.
Okay, potentially.
I'm not saying they should, but they will.
Does Baylor only have one loss?
Yeah, I think so.
I need a fact check on that one. Yeah. Thank you. So, and then LSU whoops Georgia. So Georgia's out of the mix.
Yeah.
Clemson rolls. Ohio State rolls. Oregon beats Utah. So you've got a 12-2 Georgia team with losses to South Carolina and LSU. 11-2 Utah, losses at USC and Oregon. 11-2 Oklahoma at K-State and Baylor. And then 10-2 Bama, who's lost to LSU, who would still be number two, and Auburn, who has lost to basically all ranked teams minus Florida.
I understand the spin there, but when they lost that game, everybody said on the dais, NCAA football, all those guys involved with that say Alabama's done.
Right, so, but all those guys have been wrong, too.
Okay, Baylor's only loss was to Oklahoma earlier this year by three.
That's right.
God, they'll put them in there.
Baylor will be there.
Sorry.
Yep.
That's awful.
Yep.
That's a joke.
But you just can't be there because your name's Alabama,
Petey. That's not why,
yes,
though.
It is.
No,
yes,
not
it
for
is.
Me.
Well,
you can't
for everybody
tell me
else
why.
It is. Everybody else it is.
I watch football, and they would beat
they
anybody
too.
Else in the country.
They didn't, though.
But they don't. You just got your scenario busted.
Yeah. Right, I did right there because of Baylor.
Right, you had it laid out pretty well.
Yeah. I did, but I forgot about Baylor. But Alabama would be favored against Baylor by 20 points.
Yeah, maybe.
That's what I'm saying. You
but
guys can't say that college football is right and then say in this instance, well, Alabama's out because they lost twice. Well,
games have to matter, though. It doesn't matter what you think is who's better on there.
But isn't that what they always say? Yeah. It's the eye test. Yeah, it's who they played. It's how they beat them.
They do both. They do spin both sides. They
you know what
say,
I mean?
It's the
that's
eye
why
test.
It's
they
a
say
joke.
It's, and then who you play?
College
football playoff needs Alabama not to be in it this year,
right?
Because they think it's fixed already.
And they have the college football playoff in there, so you can eliminate some of the eye test.
Some of them, right? Yeah, you got to get some. A loss should matter, you know. It's just crazy. They need to expand it.
Baylor, man, Baylor would totally screw that up.
Yep. Yep. But Oklahoma's probably going to win that game. Yeah. Where's that game played?
San Antonio or somewhere Big 12-y.
All right.
All year they talk about.
That's a neutral site?
All these championship games are, yeah.
Are they?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, maybe Pac-12. Do they still host?
No, that's in Santa Clarita. No, it's a
Santa Clara, the Niners stadium.
Santa Clara.
Oh, Big 12 games at the Jerry Dome.
There we go. I just got. It's
where's
just,
is that Indianapolis, a Big 10 game?
Yeah.
Oh, stupid, man.
Yeah.
I get my tickets for that every year, and then I end up selling them.
Red Zone tickets for all your ticket needs, by the way.
Pretty sure this is going to be the year.
Next year is, Todd.
Oh, yeah.
Next year is. Next year. Yeah. I'll see you at the spring game.
Thank God for Red Zone tickets.
I'll see you at the spring
game. Todd and Tyler paid spokespeople for Red Zone tickets.
Yes, Red Zone tickets. I'm going to watch some NFL this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Where it matters what you do on the field. Yeah, it really matters. Because you got to win.
Playoffs. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.